Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 93. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight with a low around 71. Sunny with a high of 92 throughout Saturday. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies into Saturday night with a low around 69. Still sunny Sunday with a high of 90 and 65 Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 70 degrees.
Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The winning $1 million Powerball ticket was sold in Kansas, but the winner has not picked up the money. They have until September 27th of 2024, and the ticket was sold in the following, and the ticket was potentially sold in any of the following: Cali, Smith, Jewel, Republic, Washington, Osborne, Mitchell, Cloud, Clay, Russell, Lincoln, Ottawa, Ellsworth, Saline, and Dickinson. Good morning, Jeff. Here are some of the headlines we're taking a look at this morning. Philip S. Lirance from Emporia rammed his vehicle into an SUV and has now been identified as a suspect in a double homicide investigation after the murders of Linda Estrada, age 44, and Amy Ford, 39. Their bodies were found in rural eastern Colorado, and their families are still raising money to get their bodies back home. And prior to this incident, Lawrence had been involved in a police chase before. And the night he was arrested, he was found to hit another SUV. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson.
Looking for a career to fulfill your personal and professional goals? Serving part-time in the Kansas Army National Guard may be your perfect fit. We live here, we work here, we serve here. The Guard will pay you to train the skills you need to excel in critical job roles. With over 130 career paths available, you're sure to find the right job for you. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community in emergencies. Learn more at nationalguard.com/guard.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-532-1887 or go on line to floydsells.com.
Matthew Richards, a former Shawnee County youth pastor, admitted to stabbing his wife and children because of financial issues, according to new court documents. He is currently charged with 5 counts of attempted murder and other crimes as he allegedly attacked his wife and 5 children on September 16th. Police responded to the Richards' home after receiving several 911 calls. One of the callers reported that their father had been chasing them with a knife, and another caller mentioned that she had been stabbed and needed help. When officers arrived, they found 3 people outside of a burning house suffering from stab wounds. One of the children was stabbed in his upper right chest and had a significant cut across his abdomen, exposing his internal organs. And another child suffered multiple stab wounds to his colon, liver, neck, and back. Firefighters across the state have been alerted due to the ongoing drought, hot and windy conditions, and the forecast for the rest of this week. At least in Sedgwick County, the fire marshal is asking to limit the use of campfires, chimeneas, and barbecue grills outside. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A Hasty teenager who was connected to a school lockdown in Sandy Creek has been sentenced to prison after he fought the police. Connor Black Lentz has been convicted of felony attempted assault on an officer and was sentenced earlier this week to 18 months in prison. His charges include 6 months for resisting arrest, 1 year for third-degree assault, and assaulting a public safety officer another year in prison. And those will be served concurrently. Howell County Board of Commissioners unanimously voted earlier this week to end his contract with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, also known as ICE. Hall County Board Chairman Ron Peterson. Of this year, citing that it's no longer a fit for the county with the agency who they had been working with since 2008. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I am...
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7 grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Full enrollment figures for area schools. Marysville District is down 15 students with 713 pre-K through grade 12. Elementary is down 3 with 335 students. Junior high down 8 to 128. And the high school down 4 to 250 students. St. Gregory's has 161 pre-K through 6th grade, up 22 from last year. Good Shepherd steady at 69 students pre-K through 8. Valley Heights Elementary reports 110 at Waterville pre-K through 2nd, with 116 in Blue Rapids grades 3 through 6. Junior-senior high at Valley Heights have 178 students, in line with last year. Frankfort Vermilion reports 151 in K through 6, 39 junior high and 83 high school. Axtell has 165 total enrollment K through 12, with 13 pre-K, 39 elementary, 47 junior high, and 40 at Axtell High School. At Hanover, there are 139 students, down one from a year ago, with 70 elementary, 14 junior high, and 55 high school students. There are 108 enrolled at St. John's Hanover, grades 1 through 8, the highest total in 45 years. Lynn reports 172 students, up 11, with 93 in elementary, 20 junior high, and 59 senior high. Lynn Lutheran has 68 enrolled, grades 1 through 8. At Washington County, up 5 students with 350 total, 184 elementary, 62 junior high, and 104 senior high. Concordia is on a relatively short list of schools changing classifications and will go from 4A to 3A based on this year's enrollment figures. Republic County is reportedly considering an invitation to join the Twin Valley League. According to the school Facebook page, USD 109 is scheduled a listening session Monday to gauge interest from the community, noting that this is a big decision that would affect athletics and activities. Currently, the district is in the information gathering stage. Twin Valley currently has 12 member schools in the league, while Republic County shares league affiliation with the North Central Activities Association, which includes Beloit, Ellsworth, Minneapolis, Sacred Heart, and southeast of Saline. Marysville USD 364 School Board approved the 2024 budget at the September 11th meeting with a mill levy of 58.972, even with the previous year. This will fund a $19.2 million budget. Facility and Finance Committee will meet to discuss heating and cooling equipment issues. A driver with the district was reportedly relieved of duties after a 7-year-old boy was found after he was left on a bus at the bus barn September 18th for several hours. The son of Johnny and Heather Edsel went to a nearby house asking for assistance. He had fallen asleep after pickup. Homecoming is Friday at Valley Heights and Southern High Schools. Area 4-H youth will be spotlighted in October during National 4-H Month. KNDY invites anyone interested to submit a short recording, which will be used throughout the month on the air. For details, contact Stacy Mayer at KNDY or email KNDY at bluevalley.net. Former Marysville residents Ron and Kathy Imhoff were grand marshals at the annual Concordia Fall Fest last weekend and were recent guests on our public affairs program. That conversation continues this Saturday as the couple recalls their days in Marysville. Tune Saturday morning at 7:10 for our public affairs program on KNDY.
It's beneficial when you're in business to be part of the chamber, part of the business community, and it doesn't benefit just you, but all members of the community that are in business. It takes everybody working together for the common goal.
If you have a business, you need to be involved with the chamber and take part in all of the activities, the functions that they have through the chamber. We really got involved. Both of us did. And we were both on the chamber board at different times, I think.
In both communities.
If you tuned in to Public Affairs last Saturday morning, you got to be reintroduced to Rodney and Kathy Imhoff, formerly of Marysville. Rod managed Bogart's for years, and Kathy had Kids Corner and a men's shop on Broadway. They were recently honored in their hometown of Concordia by being named Grand Marshals of the Concordia Fall Fest Parade, held Saturday, September 22nd. Tune in this Saturday for more with Rod and Kathy during Public Affairs on KNDY Radio.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, barbecue meatballs, baby bakers, peas, and fruit cocktail. Monday's menu, pork loin, mashed potato, Scandinavian blend, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny and breezy today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Saturday. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 30. And clear skies continue throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Slightly cooler into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly clear into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Still more sunshine into Monday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Then partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. A chance for some showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 77, record high on this date 95, the average low 52 and the record low 28. Sunrise this morning 7:21, sunset this evening at 7:14. With a 92-degree high yesterday, we could nudge that 95-degree record high today. It's 69 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 29th of September. KNDY News Time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-through window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance in Beatrice feature name brands including Ashley, as well as Whirlpool and Maytag appliances. Over 300 new appliances in stock for immediate pickup or delivery to your home with free shipping on all purchases over $499. Check out name brand dishwashers starting at $399. Reclining sofas starting at $488. From Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
An ex-Bear carries the Lions. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Week 4 of the NFL opening with an NFC North tilt. Lions at the Packers. Detroit raced off to a 27-3 lead at the half. The Pack would cut it to 10 early in the fourth, but the Lions would not yield.
Fourth and goal from the 1 for the Lions. Goff up under center. Goff takes, turns, gives to Montgomery, straight up the gut, fights his way in, touchdown Detroit Lions!
The call on WXYT, ex-Bear David Montgomery's third rushing touchdown of the night, put the game away. He rushed for a beast-like 121 yards on 32 carries as the Lions beat the Packers 34-20. to the baseball pennant races. Orioles, Red Sox in Baltimore.
Out to third base. Arias has got it. Sips. Throws to first. And you can celebrate, everybody. The Orioles are American League East champions.
The call on WBAL. Orioles shut out the Red Sox 2-0 to win their 100th game and clinch the AL East. The Mariners were down by one to the Rangers in the bottom of the ninth.
Fly ball to left field. Back of the ball is Carter. On the run, it's over his head. One run will score. Two runs will score. And the Mariners' hopes are still alive.
Call on KIRO. Mariners win 3-2. Seattle now a game behind the idle Astros for the last wild card slot. The Rangers hold a two-game lead on Houston and three on Seattle in the AL West. Texas would have clinched a playoff spot with a win. The Braves completed a three-game sweep of the fading Cubs, winning 5-3. Chicago now a half game behind the Marlins for the last NL wildcard slot. Miami's game was suspended until Monday, if necessary, due to rain from Ophelia. They were up 2-1 against the Mets at the time. The Blue Jays launched three home runs and shut out the Yankees 6-0. Toronto one game ahead of Houston for the second wild card in the AL and two games ahead of Seattle with three games left. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Friday night football action. Marysville entertains Rock Creek live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, it's Washington County host of Bennington live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights entertains Sacred Heart. Frankfurt, home to Leon. Hanover kicks off at Donovan West. Axtell hosting Blue Valley. Diller O'Dell, home to Lord Central Catholic. And Southern is host to Freeman.
September 30th, the Blue Rapids Road Ramble is back. Prizes, food, and a good old time. Registration starts at 8 a.m. with ATVs and UTVs departing at 11. Breakfast starts at 7:30, served by the Mustang Magic Drill Team at the Community Center. More information at Blue Rapids Road Ramble on Facebook.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Friday, September the 29th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it's Friday. It's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, friends, not a shock. Brazil is set to overtake the U.S. this year as the world's top corn exporter, reflecting both a bumper harvest and, of course, our disastrous situation here with a lot of drought. But that happened back 10, 15 years ago, too, but it was only for 1 year. Some people think this may be for good. Corn exports through Brazil's northern ports, which use the waterways of the Amazon River to ship grains globally, are on track to beat volumes via the most traditional port of Santos for a third consecutive year. They're getting their ducks in a right row, to get grain moved faster and much better than they have in the past. And guess what? I've been reporting this for 30, 40 years. They still have a lot of unused farm ground that they can put back into crops or put into crops. Bet they have to move some trees, but it doesn't make any difference. They get those things cleared out. They've got themselves a bunch more farm ground to produce grain. That, my friends, is a hindrance to our crop prices here in this country. So if you're wondering why that bothers me a little bit as they're producing more, well, that's why. They are a thorn in our side. They're our biggest, much biggest competitor than anybody else for corn and soybeans. Wheat, by the way, used to be terrible toughness with Australia being our problem. And guess what? They're down about a third from what they were last year, but it was a record crop last year. So that's going to help the grain market out a little on the wheat side. See you on the next Techline Report.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Technology is becoming more integrated into the beef industry. K-State beef specialist Sandy Johnson discusses technologies that are currently being more widely used in the industry and ones that are still making their way in. A camera is something that many producers use for livestock care, among other things.
Our ability to have cameras in different places and in our phones has changed a lot. And
just our ability to use that camera in your phone to like document, maybe it was an animal that died and you take a picture of the ear tag and, you know, you got a date and a timestamp. That's technology to me that's really helped our industry. Or you're going after a park to town and you take a picture of what it was. And cameras have tremendous value to us. And we're seeing that more and more with, you know, various advanced animal management technology as well.
Unmanned aerial vehicles are gaining more traction as they can be used to reduce labor needs.
If we're trying to work cattle up on feed and we take an image of that feed bunk at, say, 10 o'clock at night, still quite a bit of feed there, but say by midnight it's slicked. That's one pen, and the next pen, their feed bunk, say, isn't slicked till 4 in the morning. Each of those pens is a slightly different place if we're working them up on feed, and so while the idea of trying to have somebody check bunks that frequently would probably be beyond most operations management, if we could automate that with a drone, and then we have this technology that takes that image that says, yeah, there's a lot of feed there, a little feed there. It's not like somebody actually looking at each photo, but those types of things are being done. That can be very valuable in those settings.
Johnson says that virtual fencing is starting to be used by larger productions.
There are beef producers in the U.S. that are working with that, and that's, of course, more extensive operations generally, but we have to kind of train animals to recognize that fence. And there is one particular company that has a GPS unit that's going to track them, but also signal the animal when they're, you know, if they cross the fence, they're going to get scolded. But it has essentially a solar panel in the side of this tag, and it's fairly good size, and it's actually a collar. But depending on how much data you're trying to collect and how frequent and how far away you've got to send this, you need a battery in some cases. And so one of the ways is solar powered, and I'll be curious to see how that, you know, works out over time.
That was K-State beef specialist Sandy Johnson with how virtual fencing is being used in the beef industry. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be a farm equipment auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday, September 30th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road at Bern. Selling tractors, including a 2003 Case IH Maxim, 130 front wheel assist with a Great Bend loader with grapple fork, a Case 1370, 2007 Case 420 skid loader with a cab, 2020 Titan tilt bed trailer, 20-foot tandem axle trailer, 5-foot rock bucket, 6-foot bucket with teeth, 2-prong bale fork. Machinery includes 200-gallon 3-point sprayer, 25-foot booms, back wing 21-foot shredder, gravity wagons, PTO generator 15,000-watt, field cultivator, rake, a V-ripper, front mount cultivator, steerable plow, 3-point log splitter, zero-turn mower, Laris 4x4, 15 metal gates, high-pressure washer, and ATV sprayer, and miscellaneous. This public auction for the Leonard and Larry Gross Estate Saturday begins 10 a.m. at 2665 O Road, Bern, Kansas. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
There's no reason sweet potatoes should be reserved for the holidays. A few reasons to make them a year-round staple on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 29th, the 272nd day of the year. Singing cowboy Gene Autry was born on this day in 1907. What is the world's most misunderstood vegetable? Our vote might be for the sweet potato. First off, it's not really a potato, but a tuberous root, a member of the morning glory family. You may call it a yam, but technically it's not that either. A true yam is a different plant entirely with origins in Asia and Africa. Here's what is true about the sweet potato. It was first cultivated by the Incans in South America. It produces more nourishment per acre than any other cultivated plant, and it's one of nature's best sources for beta-carotene and vitamin A. So keep sweet potatoes on the table year-round. They're not just for the holidays anymore. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. It's 69 degrees this hour. We could be near record highs in the 90s, middle 90s perhaps today, with 90s expected on through the weekend.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. Former Kansas star and Wichita native Grady Dick threw out the first pitch for the Blue Jays in his town that he lives in now, Toronto. He'll be playing for the Raptors in the 2023-2024 season for his rookie year. He was a 13th overall pick in this last. He was a 13th overall pick in the NBA draft this past year. Played in all 36 of KU's games, averaging 14.1 points, 5.1 rebounds, and shot 44% from the field. He also set a freshman record for three-pointers made with 83. For the lovers and haters out there, Taylor Swift will be expected to attend the Chiefs game this weekend against the Jets in MetLife Stadium on Sunday night. Fox Sports, who cut to Taylor Swift during Sunday's broadcast, drew 24.3 million viewers throughout the telecast as she sat next to Travis Kelce's mother, Donna. Travis Kelce also mentioned on his podcast with his brother Jason that he probably won't be mentioning the situation as much as the media thinks he will. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September. 10K Saturday. Earn points on your Seven Clans Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings every Saturday in September. There's just more at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. More life-changing jackpots, more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Highway 77 in Newkirk. Where the winners play.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Michigan State fired Mel Tucker for cause after sexual assault allegations, so they are looking for a new head football coach. And Chris Klieman told Big 12 Today on SiriusXM that he will not be a candidate for that job and that he is, quote, sticking in Manhattan. Back in May, Klieman signed an eight-year, $44 million contract that will keep him in Manhattan through the 2030 season with an average of $5.5 million a year. KU is preparing for a trip down to Austin this weekend as they take on the number three in the country, Texas Longhorns. And they're hoping that experience and preparation will mitigate the challenges against Texas. KU defensive coordinator Brian Borland mentioned that 25 players played on defense against BYU in the week previous. And the Jayhawks are hoping that that's going to help them against Texas in the 95-degree heat. And the team as a whole are looking to minimize the external factors outside of just playing the game of football. Earlier this week in a press conference, Lance Leipold also mentioned that the win against Texas in 2021 doesn't have much bearing on this game. This game has all the bearing on this game. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I am Felix Johnson.
Friday night football action. Marysville entertains Rock Creek live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. In our Friday feature game, it's Washington County host of Bennington live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights entertains Sacred Heart. Frankfurt, home to Leon. Hanover kicks off at Donovan West. Axtell, hosting Blue Valley. Diller O'Dell, home to Lord Central Catholic. And Southern is host to Freeman.
The KNDY Friday night featured game of the week on FM 95.5 pits the Washington County Tigers versus the Bennington Bulldogs. in a matchup of 1-3 teams. Head coach for the Washington County Tigers, Tommy Tryon, previews the Bulldogs.
Bennington, they're just an athletic team. They fly around. They're going to pass the ball. They have good athletes. They're going to try to get out in space and stuff like that. So we just got to make sure that we take care of what we need to take care of and play disciplined.
On FM 94.1 AM 1570, the Marysville Bulldogs play host to the Rock Creek Mustangs. On a miniature winning streak, head coach of the Bulldogs, Tony Trimble, wants his team to continue their momentum.
We've kind of got a little two-game positive little winning streak going here, and now's the time that we need to tighten down the detail part of what we do and try to get better at the things that help us be successful. And so our kids are expecting that they're going to work harder this week than they have all year.
The Kansas kickoff show starts our evening at 6 o'clock with pregame for both contests starting around 6:45 and kickoff slated for 7. Your home for high school football is KNDY.
Rock, Josh, Jayhawk.
15-10-5, touchdown Kansas.
Leave the wheat right here every week as the Jayhawks continue to climb up the Big 12 ladder.
And the party's underway.
Join us this Saturday as the Jayhawks kick off Big 12 conference play against the Texas Longhorns. Our coverage begins at 1 on your home for Kansas Jayhawk football.
This is Kansas Jayhawk football on today's Country 95.5 KNDY-FM, Marysville.
KNDY.
There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go. Moonlight and moss in the trees, down the sand.